The recency of experience rule says that you cannot act as pilot in command unless within the preceding 24 calendar months you have accomplished a flight review. A flight review is given in an aircraft for which you're rated by an appropriately rated instructor or other person designated by the FAA. A logbook entry will document the satisfactory completion of this requirement. If you take a practical test for a new certificate or a new rating, that practical test or proficiency check counts for the flight review. You can't act as PIC carrying passengers unless within the preceding 90 days you've made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings as the sole manipulator of the controls in the same category, class, and if a type rating is required, in the same type. Touch-and-go landings are okay unless you plan on carrying passengers in a tailwheel airplane, in which case the landings must be made to a full stop, and the landings have to be made in a tailwheel airplane. If you plan on carrying passengers during the period from 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise, then within the past 90 days, you'll have to have made at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings during that period, and the landings for night must be made to a full stop and in the same category and class of aircraft to be used. So if you're current at night in multi-engine airplanes, but not in single-engine airplanes, you need to make those 3 landings to a full stop in the single-engine airplane. You're not allowed to act as pilot in command of an aircraft having more than 200 horsepower unless you've received instruction and a logbook endorsement. More than 200 horsepower is referred to as a high-performance airplane. You may not act as pilot in command of an aircraft towing a glider unless you've had 100 hours of pilot time in the aircraft category class or 200 hours total pilot time. Within the preceding 12 months, you need to have made at least 3 actual or simulated glider tows while accompanied by a qualified pilot, or made 3 flights as PIC of a towed glider.